Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to Take Action Tuesdays. This is Crystal Kia Paul, your host, and I'm thrilled to pieces to have my guest today, Michael Smith. Michael is an intuitive minister dedicated to bridging the gap of race, creed, ideals, and faith by bringing inclusion and acceptance through understanding and knowledge of one another. Michael's clients say he is an exceptional guide, mentor, and coach that listens with an open mind and an expansive heart. The show is about taking action, taking the inspired action to do something, to get off your hiney, to either find a new job, a new career, to start a business and create jobs, to build community. So whatever it is that you have in your heart or in your life path that you're supposed to do, this show is to help you include community and to build your dreams. I also wanted to say a few more things about Michael. He is one of the sweetest people that I know. His journey has led him through so many different paths, and it's a very unique story that he has to share. Michael has built an awesome, huge community here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that's why I wanted to have him on the show to let him share some of his trials and tribulations and how he continues to bridge the gap in community. So without a further ado, please welcome my friend, Michael Smith.
Crystal, thank you so much for inviting me onto the show, and also the kind words. I do appreciate it. It's very humbling. I guess I'd like to say about bridging the gap, just to begin, and take action. There are so many people walking through life right now that aren't happy where they are. So in taking action, I love what your ad says on Facebook, get up. Get out, get going, do something, actually take a step, and don't worry about what may or may not happen. It's that fear that keeps us from being able to bridge the gap. So in answer to a lot of questions people have asked me recently is, you just got to do it and not worry about what may happen. Follow your heart and let it guide you. That's kind of where I am about bridging the gap.
Well, and, you know, that's... I mean, that's very simplistic, right, in our thinking of, you know, well, let's just get out, get busy, and get doing. But sometimes we just, the how is where we get stuck at. You know, the fear holds us back, but when we finally have the courage, the how holds us back because we don't know what direction to go in. And a lot of times people that are doing things that we would like to do hold it so tightly to their shirt that they don't want to share, and they act like there's this huge negative competition of, well, I'm doing this and you can't do it, you know, and that's the part that I think holds a lot of people back is the attitude of some that don't want to be inclusive and they would rather be exclusive. And
well, and to answer to that, there's two things that popped into my head when you were talking just now. The first is, it's that old saying, whether you're in a secular business or a spiritual business, regardless of what you're doing, there's a time where you might just have that paralysis of analysis, where you go through all of your gifts, all of the attributes you can bring to what it is you desire to do, and that's in one column. And then in the other column, there's all the things that you need or you may think that you need in order to take that first step. And it's kind of like when you first get married or when you're thinking about getting married. My father said, well, I think you should have about 6 months of reserves built up in your bank account, and don't ever think about having a child until you have 2 years' worth of income built in. And that's all well and good, but it doesn't really help the fact that love is what love is. So if you're in a desire to have a relationship with someone, don't let your finances be in the way. Don't let the lack of computer knowledge keep you from stepping out and doing something. You have a voice. You have the ability to just connect. You can connect with anyone at the gas station and just build up a conversation. So for me, I have had that paralysis of analysis for many, many years. I there's things I want to do, but I have that fear, you know. And I know that you've gone through it as well, Crystal, where I'm not sure how it's going to work out, and I need a little bit more money, or I need a little bit more knowledge, and maybe I'm not qualified to do it. However, there was that spark within you that ignited the desire to do whatever that was. So what I say now is fan the flame and let it build up. And the energy from just that roaring flame within you will create and manifest that which you desire. That's the first thing. As far as the fear within the community, there is that. And that saddens me beyond belief that some people are afraid to go and ask for advice or counsel from those that are successfully promoting and practicing in their business. And there are some that if they are approached, they give you basic common sense kind of things that you already knew, because they also live in a position of fear that there's not enough out there, when in fact, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there's over 9 million people. In the United States alone, there's over 330 million. And in the world, there's 7 billion. Everyone listening today has a gift that has the ability to lift someone up and help them come from a different place to achieve peace and prosperity in their own life. And for me, that's what Bridge the Gap is. And you do that through understanding and acceptance. I actually had a conversation yesterday with a lady in the community that you and I are very familiar with, Crystal, and she was talking about that lack of fear from a client perspective, from being able to thrive and earn a decent living and be able to support herself and her family if she involved herself or participated with others. And that's where the question comes to me is, are you doing this solely for a financial gain? Or are you doing it because your heart is pushing you to do so? And if you're in alignment with your heart, if you're in alignment with your higher perspective and your pathway, then you will always have your needs met. And if you just stay true to it and live authentically being you, you will far succeed and supersede anything that you had ever thought about before. And I truly believe that. And that's what I'm doing now.
Well, absolutely, Michael. That is very profound. And I had lunch with a dear friend of ours yesterday, and we were talking about manifesting and creating. And both of us have spouses that sometimes, you know, they're really good, and then there's a something that will pull them back into that lack or fear mode. And she and I both were just giggling about it. And we just have, you know, we have to tell them, you just trust, you know, trust that it's going to come to fruition. Trust that, you know, Keokua is watching out for you, you know, God, source, universe, whatever that supreme being is that you call, that it's going to be there for you. And as I told her, and my listeners know, that, you know, I've been married for 25 years. And so I still hold space for my husband when he has those moments of uncertainty and that fear and lack in some of his upbringing comes into play. And I tell him, dude, look how much you have accomplished. Look at how well respected you are in your industry. You know, you didn't do that by not knowing what you know. And that's the thing, you know, each of us have divine intelligence, and we're all given a gift of knowing how to do something maybe the same as somebody else, or maybe a little bit different. But how we communicate from our heart is what gets us through the door and to help someone. And like you were saying, if you're doing something for only financial gain, hey, that no problem, more power to you. But when you do it from the heart, like you said, that financial gain comes to you in abundance, because you're not only getting you know, the financial monetarily part, but the financial part is also in your health, in your community, in your well-being. And
I'm sorry. Absolutely. For me, and this is probably a topic for another phone call, but it's orgasmic. When you live from your heart, it truly is.
It is. As most people know, I live from the root chakra, so that's a good statement.
Well, and, there's nothing wrong with living from the root chakra. I quite enjoy it myself. Let me see if I can bring it home for the listeners for you. When I first got into sales, and I was told very pointedly, all right, when you knock on a door, or when you step into that boardroom, or you step into in front of a client, I don't want you to look at them. I want you to see dollar bills, just dollar symbols. And so the first 2 or 3 years I was in, actually 3.5 years, it took me a while to learn this lesson. The first 3 years I was in sales, that's what I did. And I studied every book. I learned every closing technique, figured out how to read people. Didn't realize that's what I was doing at the time, was reading their energy, but it was. And then there was that awakening that you're somewhat familiar with and others know about, that I realized, it's okay not to close a sale, because I'm actually manipulating somebody to do what I want them to do, not necessarily what's in their highest and best good. And I think that that's part of what's going on in the spiritual awakening now, where there are so many people offering so many different types of healing, coaching, mentoring modalities, that this is what I want to do for a living. This is what I am doing for a living. It's how I earn my money. It's how I support my family. But I'm not going to take on a client that I don't think is in their best interest just to deal with me, just so I can get paid. And if we can communicate that into an understanding where people in the community, whether it's in a secular aspect or whether it's in a spiritual aspect, if we do what's best for others, we are in fact doing what's best for ourselves. And that, to me, has been the turnaround in my life and why I am where I am right now and have so many opportunities and doors opening for me every single day, that life truly has become energetically orgasmic for me. I enjoy waking up every day and taking that first breath consciously and saying, okay, it's a new day. Let's have some fun. And that's what life is about now. And it all comes from taking that inspired action. If you have a book in your head, or you have a message on your heart, or you know you have the ability to walk into, God forbid, a hospital or a senior citizen center, and just have a conversation with one of those people, that, a 97-year-old woman at a nursing home whose family may be far away, and just lighten her day up just by saying, hello, how are you? Oh, you look lovely today. And have a nice, intimate few moments. You don't have to have a two-hour discourse. Just have a few moments with her. You have so brightened her day that the energy reverberates around that entire facility. And everyone is touched. And I can guarantee you, you walk out of that facility back to your car with a bounce in your step, and you're almost floating on air. And that can be done at the grocery store, at the drive-in theater, walking down the street, at the park, or just doing the same thing with the neighbor next door. And if we can do that with people we don't know, that aren't familiar with us, why can't we bridge that gap between the communities and the faith and the ideals and the doctrines? And it all comes from the point of understanding that we are all uniquely us. So if I don't understand, Crystal, let's be honest, you and I have a lot of similar beliefs and ideals. We really do. We connect very, very, very closely. But there are some things that you believe, and there's some things that I believe that are complete polar opposites. Doesn't mean that I don't accept you for who you are and you don't accept me, because we've come to know each other. There is that intimate understanding. That's what Bridge the Gap is. See, for me, Bridge the Gap is fostering that understanding, because through understanding one another in an intimate, true understanding, where I know where you are, I know why you believe what you believe and why you behave the way you behave and the attitudes that you carry, and vice versa, that understanding begets acceptance. Acceptance is the byproduct. It's the birth child of understanding. And if you carry it a step further, if you get to that point, when we get to that point of acceptance, I accept you for who you are. May not exactly like you. It's not. There's no. It doesn't necessitate, since I understand you, that I have to like you. But I can still accept you and love you as an individual. Accepting builds love. Love, the very byproduct of love, is peace. And ultimately, that's what we're all striving for. None of us want to continue to hear the stories that are demoralizing our world of men, women, and children that are maimed or killed in war and other atrocities. For children that are going hungry because there's a lack of understanding that, from an educational perspective, if we just learn this or offer them this, what are they going to teach us and how is it going to impact their life? There's so many things that through just understanding we can alter and create in this world.
Amen.
Sorry about that.
And no worries. This is what it's about, is just to help inspire people to take that step. In a way, we talk about, step into your shoes to put your shoes on in full knowing. But actually, we say slippers. Put your slippers on. Get out there and do something, and work in the community. When you were talking to complete strangers, Oprah years and years ago had a thing about, every day do a random act of kindness. One day, I was working for my husband's business and doing aquarium service, and I was at a Walmart here in the DFW area, and they had roses on the clearance rack. So they're perfectly good. They were very healthy. It's just, they were discounted because they'd been there too long or whatever. So I bought all of them, and it was maybe like $30 worth for each. It was like $5 a dozen or whatever. And I went out to my car, clipped off all of the thorns, wrapped each one in a damp paper towel so that way and I went in Walmart and passed them out to complete strangers. I did have a criteria that I followed, and the criteria was that they had to be more of a senior citizen looking, grandma looking kind of person, and I also just was kind of guided by spirit, and there was no rhyme or reason technically to my giving. My very last rose was the one that touched me the most. People thought that I wanted something for the rose, and I said, no, have a great day. This is my random act of kindness. I hope this makes your day. And, I would go to the next person. But the very last rose was the one that gave me the most emotional connection to humanity and to my community in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The last rose I gave to the senior woman, and she was with her daughter. And I said, here, have a beautiful day. And I stepped out of the store because I was going to get in my car and go home. The daughter chased me down, and she goes, excuse me, ma'am. And I had already been fielding the questions of how much, da-da-da-da-da. And so I told her, oh, no, it's free. She goes, no, I wanted to thank you for giving my mom that rose. She had not received any flowers since my father died. And I didn't realize that every payday, my father was the one that had brought the flowers home. I always saw that my mother had flowers, but I didn't realize that my dad was the one that brought them to her. I will never let her not have that feeling again of not having the flowers in her home. Sorry.
I get emotional with it
because that is what we forget, that there are people that show their love while they're alive and that others take for granted that we don't do when they pass. And that daughter made her commitment to her mother and to me by saying that she was going to make sure that her mother had fresh flowers like her father did.
That one act, that one simple gesture, reaching out to people you don't know, that didn't cost you a whole lot of money, and most of the time, they don't cost you anything, Crystal. That's the most beautiful story of reaching out to, and that's how we bridge the gap. That's how you begin. You know, that is the most. I'm trying not to tear up right now too, because I can feel the raw emotion. It's, you know, sometimes it's difficult being an empath. I just have to say it's difficult.
Absolutely.
But this is the type of empathic feeling that I enjoy. This to me, it goes back to living authentically and enjoying and encompassing every moment, every stitch in time, and just letting that feeling permeate every cell of your fiber, every part of your being. It brings a joy and an ecstasy that truly is orgasmic. Beautiful story. I don't have one as touching to share. I will tell you this, though. I had one today. Gentleman pulls up at the, I guess it's okay to say Exxon because they're not one of your sponsors. So he pulls up to the Exxon, and he's on a motorcycle, nice leather jacket, and he was having trouble with his car is what it looked like, and he went inside, and I'm kind of like right behind him, and he says, I need to get gas, just turn the pump on. And the lady said, well, we don't do that. How much gas would you like? And you could visibly see him become angry because he just wanted them to turn the pump on. He didn't know how much fuel he needed. So he went ahead and said, just give me $4. And as he turned around, he almost bumps into me. And I said, hey, man, it seems like it's a great day for a ride. And he goes, yeah, it is. Just real kind of crap. So how long you been riding? And we just started talking. And I wasn't instructed to by my higher spirit. I was interested. You know, it was a nice motorcycle, by the way. I was really digging it. And after about 3 minutes, his whole demeanor changed. And then his stance of just, I want to rip somebody's head off, became a stance of, why was I so pissed off? Why was I so angry about something so minute as not knowing how much fuel to put in my bike? And he actually shook my hand and said, thanks, man, you've made my day much better just for talking to me. That made my day much better. So then I just started talking to everybody because, you know me, that's what I do.
Right.
And that goes as well as it is. I'm a Leo. It's what we do. But that goes back to the beginning of our conversation. How do you change? How do you impact your own life? You get up and you do something. So my suggestion, let's bring it home. Let's bring it home for everybody that's listening. If you live in an apartment complex, go talk to your neighbor. If you live in a house, go across the street and say hello. Say hello. Maybe you talk to your neighbors all the time. I don't think most of us do because we're in our own little world. But if you want to step out, you want to take that first step of faith, do something you're uncomfortable with. Embrace the uncomfortableness. Take that step and just go say hi. Just wanted to say hi. Just wanted to let you know you've been a great neighbor. I appreciate you living next door to me, regardless of where they are. Walk into the gas station down the street and say, you know what, every time I'm in here not getting gas or a pack of smokes or my beer or whatever it may be, you know, if you're my dad, it's his Hershey's, you know, got to go have his Hershey's bar. Just say, you always have a smile on your face. They may not always have a smile on their face, but if you just recognize them when they do, or the fact that you have at least hopefully seen them smile, and if you haven't, there's another topic of conversation. You know, you're such a beautiful woman, Crystal. Why don't you smile more often? What can I do to bring a smile to your face today? Try a conversation like that. Do something that gets you out of that comfort zone and have a conversation with people. And then you're actually beginning to bridge the gap of lack of understanding. Get to know somebody and be intimate with them.
Absolutely. I'm a girl. I'm a Taurus. I'm Hawaiian. So, you know, talking is, you know, in third grade, I didn't understand cursive very well. And on my report card, my teacher wrote talking too much. And she spelt it where it looked like T-A-L, one word, then K-I-N-G, another word. And I'm like, Dad, what does that mean? And he just looked at me like, what, child? You know what that means? And I go, no, Dad, what is a talking? He goes, put it together. And I'm like, you know, and that's the thing of it. I know how you impact the community. I know how I've impacted my community. I have a coworker that I worked with at American years and years ago who thought I was nuts because I was talking with her at a job interview that we both were interviewing for the same position. And she and I happened to take a weekend vacation together, and I was so proud of her because the lady sitting across from us in the waiting area at the airport was reading a book that my friend had already read, and she asked the lady, "Hi, are you enjoying that book? I just finished it a couple weeks ago. It's really great." But helping people get out of their shells and realize that, you know, other people are not necessarily going to bite you. You know, that
right.
Having a conversation with a person is something that you can actually do, and it's fun. It's good for you. Scientifically, it's great for endorphins, ecstasy, orgasm, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, all those things. Look it up online. Look up scientifically proven why you should talk to people, communicate, all that kind of stuff. There's scientific proof for those of you that like science. For the rest of us, it makes us feel good. And I'm sorry, if it feels good, I'm going to do it every day, twice on Sundays. That's just
amen,
how I,
sister. Amen.
That's how I roll. So,
go
ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I know we're short on time.
Oh, yeah. I was just wanting to find out how people can get in touch with you, Michael, because you are very inspirational. You're very encouraging, and you're very empowering to help others walk their path, whatever their path looks like. You know, all of us, you know, have dreams when we're little. Policeman, fireman, spaceman, you know, those are great, great.
So
always
did you ever
want to
be Wonder Woman?
Inside us that want out. Yeah. I.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
my God.
And now you are.
No,
I'm sorry.
You're
now
die.
You are.
I'm so laughing because I just used that analogy yesterday because I'm having a new project that I'm doing in about 9 months that I told one of my partners in crime yesterday that I am Wonder Woman in my little cute Wonder Woman outfit with my feather cloak, because in ancient times, Ali'is wore feather cloaks. And so this is how I visualize myself, as the Wonder Woman with the feather cloak. So
beautiful. Well, okay, to answer your question, best way to reach me is probably via Facebook. I'm sure there are a ton of Michael Smiths out there. I grew up in a small town, and there were four of us that graduated together. All of us had the same middle initial, so you can imagine my high school years. But Michael Smith, I'm on Facebook, Dallas, Texas. Or you could go to Unveiled Mystery, which is unveiledmystery.org. Why did I just go brain dead? But I did. Or you can reach out to Crystal, because she has all of my contact information. And if you're interested in bridging the gap, I would highly suggest, or may I just invite, anyone that is local. And, hey, if you're not local and you want to fly into Dallas, come on. Come to one of the Bridge the Gap events. We call them the Community Connection Dinner. And we have 2 to 3 different speakers every couple of weeks that will talk about how they've bridged the gap. What have they overcome? What obstacles are they still facing? How do they face and overcome those current obstacles? And then, of course, you can just give me a call, 469-500-5587. Hope that answered your questions, my dear.
Awesome. Okay, so that's facebook.com/michael.smith, because I went to Facebook to find out your actual URL for Facebook. So that facebook.com/michael.smith and S-M-I-T-H for the Smith. Yes, absolutely. Come join us at the Community Connection Dinners. They're a ton of fun. All walks of life, all belief systems, no one's excluded. Everybody is welcome to attend all of those events. In my last 30 seconds, I want to say, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. And listen every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Central Time, for Take Action Tuesdays. Get on, get off, and get busy.
And amen to that. Do something. Take a chance. Step out. Believe in yourself.
Absolutely. So with without any further ado, you guys have a beautiful week, and I'll see you next Tuesday. Aloha and malama pono.
Love you, Crystal.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.